this is what's called a retrospective competency hearing, looking back, trying to reverse something that previously has been done. The typical hearing is arguing about facts that went before, but it's trying to influence a decision that would be made then or in the future. This one is trying to second-guess the previous judgment, wherein a court said Duncan was competent to waive that right. And this unique creature, then, is basically resurrecting opinion from attorneys or social workers or other mental health professionals as to whether or not in the past, historically, he was competent to waive a right at that time, and whether there's such a compelling case that we should go back even now after a decision and reverse a decision that was neither appealed nor second-guessed at the time.
That seems like a very difficult thing to do.
Well, it's difficult for everybody. There's a reason it's rare. Typically speaking, appellate jurisdiction is on a railroad track that must meet certain deadlines and timetables. If you do not appeal the typical district court case or appellate or ruling in an administrative hearing to the appellate court within 42 days, that right is lost. There are even some timelines on inmate lawsuits and other things that are brought sometimes years afterward. So typically speaking, if you miss an appeal deadline or a timeline by which something must be done, it cannot thereafter be heard. In this case, they're sort of making up a new lexicon and ignoring most of the old rules and trying to do something retrospectively that is rarely, if ever, seen.
Do you have any sense for which way that this is going to go, or traditionally cases like this have gone?
I don't think there's any tradition because these cases are so rare. We have a very experienced district judge in Judge Lodge who has literally, I'm certain, in his quarter century on the federal bench and his years before on the district court bench in the state of Idaho, heard almost everything. He will make appropriate rulings, but obviously to try to do something retrospectively, there's a heavy burden on the parties moving to take that decision and to request the judge to overrule something going backwards. The burden is heavy, the judge is competent, and the proof is still coming in.
Do you think that Joseph Duncan will ultimately be executed?
It's difficult to guess about these things, and not having sat in on the trial, not having gotten a sense of exactly what the jury heard and what kind of legal rulings might be second-guessed by an appellate court someday, It really is impossible for any lay person or even a lawyer like me to guess a complex body of testimony and hundreds of legal rulings, how that all might turn up and turn out. Obviously, this is a case of significant importance to those who would see our citizens protected and our laws respected. And it's obviously one that has the overlying complexity of mental illness all the way through and now long after the trial. It's impossible to guess. It's impossible to know. But one thing is certain in every capital case, there are no winners. These are sad, sad, tragic matters in which society has the right to inflict the ultimate punishment. But under our legal system, that infliction often takes years and sometimes decades.